I was off my feet and on the floor again, this time with the big man himself, Alpha Prime, looming over me. He'd given me a light shoulder bump, relatively speaking, after snatching the chair out of my hands. He stood there, alternating between a somewhat angry look at me and concerned glances at Paramount. In other words, he'd zipped over and put the kibosh on me when it was his jerk of a son, his bullying son, his disgustingly petty son, who had started it all. I got up, breathing heavily and furious, fists balled so tightly it felt as though blood had stopped circulating. Alpha Prime looked at me without concern over his welfare.
"You don't want to fight me, son," he said. "It'll be over like that."
He snapped his fingers in my direction. "Oh, I know," I hissed, totally incensed. "Like that." I snapped my fingers, and Alpha Prime disappeared. I had teleported him. I knew that much, but I hadn't intended to. Hadn't even known I was about to do it. I didn't even know where I'd sent him. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to dwell on it, because in the next few seconds, I had the fight of my life on my hands, and for the first time, I was truly able to put to use the years of training I had been given. Everyone had frozen when Alpha Prime disappeared, and there were shocked gasps from both the audience and the stage. Buzz was the first to recover. He had actually been at the back of the auditorium, near the exit doors. He came zooming down the aisle at full speed. You didn't need to be psychic to realize that he was in attack mode. I reached out and mentally grabbed his ankle, telekinetically tripping him, much as Paramount had physically done to me. Suddenly, he was a flailing mass of arms and legs, tumbling end over end at mock speed. He slammed into the lower portion of the stage with bone-jarring force. I felt a smug satisfaction at having stopped him, but the feeling was short-lived as someone applied a crowbar to my brain. Esper. Recognizing them now as a feint, she'd scattered the cursory thoughts I generally keep on the surface of my mind and forced her way into my mental castle, ready to wreak havoc. Straining with the effort of mentally fighting, I turned towards her. Her brow was furrowed and her eyes glowed as she focused on trying to mentally incapacitate me. Suddenly, she drew in a sharp breath. The glow left her eyes and her face went slack. Then her body went stiff as a board and she fell over backwards, as if participating in some sort of trust exercise, only no one was there to catch her. She hit the floor like a plank of wood. I smiled inwardly. Esper had fallen into the mental equivalent of a trap door in my mind. My brain, my rules. However, she was a powerful psychic. My trick would only work once, and it wouldn't work for long. The sound of hydraulics and the whir of machinery in motion brought me back to myself. Power Piston had stood up and was pointing some kind of weapon at me. I moved at super speed as he fired. A small ball came out of the weapon's nozzle. It looked crumpled and oddly shaped, but slowly expanded into a semicircle of mesh. I recognized it as Power Piston's taser net. It would wrap around a target and then emit a charge to shock it into submission. Still in hyperspeed mode, I stepped aside as the net came towards me. As it went past in what appeared to be slow motion from my point of view, I reached out and grabbed the ends of it with both hands. Pivoting, I then spun around and flung the net back at its point of origin. It wrapped around Power Piston, then dispersed its electrical charge. I could hear the person in the suit of armor scream, and then the armor appeared to shut down, its circuits apparently overloaded. I looked around. All the League members present were down. Correction. I saw Buzz's gloved hand come up over the edge of the stage, meaning he'd be up in a minute. Paramount was getting to his feet again, and the other teens on stage were trying to figure out whether to fight or not. Not that it mattered. I was ready to put them all down for the count. It hadn't even been a minute since Paramount had tripped me, and I wasn't even out of breath.